What's up, everyone? Welcome to the, I think this is the third installment of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. These are our mini episodes of the possible rumors of Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon. If you're listening to this, you probably listened to the other ones so far. I have a very special guest with us right now. I have Snorlax, I'm butchering names already, Snorlax Monster from Bulbapedia.
Hey.
We've had Liam on before. Do you guys go by I do stuff for Bulbapedia, or do you go I do stuff for Bulba Garden?
Okay, well, I would say that I do stuff for Bulbapedia and Bulba News, because we separate the site into multiple sections.
Okay.
Because the main subsections of the site are the Bulbapedia, which is the wiki, Bulba News, which is the news site, the forums, which is just the Bulba Garden forums, and there's also the Bulba Garden archives, which is just where we host all our images, but that's not really a public thing.
Okay, got a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
So what do you exactly do? I'm sure Okay. Our listeners would love to know.
So on Bulbapedia, I'm one of the bureaucrats is my official rank, which just means I'm an administrator, and I talk with the other staff, and we work out stuff, and we can delete pages, protect pages, that kind of thing. On Bulba News, I'm the deputy editor-in-chief, and in that role, I tend to run the news site mostly. The editor-in-chief is fairly hands-off, so I end up writing most of the articles, and I coordinate the other people who put the articles out as well. So if there's news that comes out, it's usually me posting in the chat room going, here's the news. And if there's something that needs translating, usually I'm the one who gets the translator and goes, hey, can you translate this?
Awesome.
I also run the Bulba News Now Twitter. I'm not the only person who tweets from it, but I am officially in charge of it, and I'm probably the one who most frequently does.
On top of things.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you obviously reported, as well as every other Pokemon site and fan in the world, that Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon got trademarked. And then as the day went on, it started getting trademarked in Europe. And then I think people found trademarks in other countries, but then it eventually led to, now all these registered domains are now active and go to Pokemon.com. But what are your thoughts? Do you think that Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon are the next games we're getting? Or do you think that this could all be a ruse, or maybe it's just something they're trademarking and not worrying about? Like, where do you stand on that?
I think it's pretty clear these are the next games. They were registered on the 25th. Which is like the same day they announced the Pokemon Direct. So it would be a huge coincidence or someone intentionally messing with us to do this. And it's not just some random person who registered them. They're registered to Nintendo, who, under the same ID as they've registered stuff like Alpha Sapphire and Pokemon X and Pokemon Link Battle. So this is either Nintendo intentionally messing with us, or it's the next games.
Right. Is this, to kind of stay on this topic, is this something that excites you personally as a Pokemon fan? Are you excited to see whether this might be Generation 7 or just a new generation? Or does it kind of disappoint you that it's not like an XY2 or a Pokemon Emerald remake or anything like that?
I was kind of looking forward to more Gen 6, but I mean, I'm not going to be disappointed if it's a new generation, which honestly it looks like it's going to be with Magearna, and since these are Sun and Moon, we don't really have any legendaries to go on the box art at the moment. They could go, oh, here's Sun form Zygarde and Moon form Zygarde. But you've already got so many Zygarde forms that right. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I thought it was, speaking of Zygarde, I thought it was interesting that there was a post on the r/Pokemon Reddit of a picture of, I think it was Zygarde Core, the not Cell, but the next step up, looking up into the sun from the anime and getting, it looked like it was getting energy from the sun, and somebody was like, oh, like, this could be a reference to the new games.
I think that's probably a bit of a stretch. Zygarde doesn't really seem that strongly associated with the sun, and it's just that the sun is a thing that is going to be associated with a bunch of things vaguely.
Right. I think the thing that does cement it, though, is when Masuda tweeted out the tweet of the image of the moon being out, and in the translation, I'm pulling this right off of Bulba News, is the sun is still out, but the moon is big, bright, and shining. Birds are also tweeting, laughs, and then we have the image of the moon during the daytime, which was actually tweeted 7 days prior to the news we heard about this morning.
Yeah. I remember some people are saying this is like definitive proof. One person said it was a not so thinly veiled hint, and I was just thinking, no, that's very clearly thinly veiled. I think it's possibly a hint at the games, or it could just be Masuda going, oh, look, the moon's out, and taking a photo. And I mean, maybe his teasing is here, but it's just so it's just so indirect that I don't really know, but a lot of people are taking this as a hint, and I don't really know. The thing I'm taking as a hint is the trademark applications, which are from Nintendo.
I mean, that's the pretty big one right there. Some other questions. So if Pokemon Sun, Pokemon Moon official, we get it tomorrow, are you excited to see new Pokemon to go along with that? Are you excited to see a new region? Is there anything like new Megas?
Well, I have been wanting Mega Snorlax since we've had Megas, so hopefully we get that. Anything new in particular I want? I'd like to see more new types of Pokemon. Like, we had Volcanion, which is like water fire, which is surprising we hadn't had that before. But I'd really like to see more type combinations used.
Right. What about, this is always a hot topic for debate, what about new types? Is that something you foresee coming or not happening, or something you want or don't want?
I wouldn't mind a new type, but I don't see the real need. I don't really see what they would do right now. Back in before Generation 6, I was thinking, oh, they're going to introduce a sound type, and I thought that would be really cool. But then we got Noivern, which is flying dragon, and it's also strongly associated with sound. And to me, it seems like you can't really add sound type to it without taking away something that's very fundamental to it. And so I don't really see them making a sound type anymore because of Noivern.
Right, yeah, there was a lot of things leading up to possibly a sound type. Even when you looked at Noivern, you're like, that has to be sound, and they didn't do it.
Well, before we got its type, I'm pretty sure everyone was speculating it would be sound type, and it wasn't. And I don't see how you could take away the dragon from it. It's just too strongly dragon now.
I mean, we could go down the route, and it's a stretch, but I mean, we now have Mega Pokemon, which some consider a fourth evolution, even though it doesn't hold that, but we could even see a third typing to a Pokemon.
I don't like the idea of Pokemon with three types at the same time.
It's messy. It's
messy, and it's like, oh, well, what types is this Pokemon? Oh, well, I'm just going to read down this list. it's not just one or two fundamental things about it. It's, oh, it's got this long list of all of these things that it qualifies as. But if they're going to introduce three types, they better make Beedrill and Venomoth flying type.
Do you lean in any speculation of where this game would take place? I'm seeing a lot of like Spain coming up and over again. I don't know if you've heard anything like that or you care to comment on that.
I mean, on my Twitter, I joked that they take place on the sun and the moon. Well, I've seen people speculating that Kalos is associated with the sun, with the Anistar sundial. And that they mentioned in a neighboring region, there's a moon dial. So I think I assume the reason people are speculating Spain is because it's next to France. And so I think it would make sense for whatever region this is, if we're getting, say, sun in Carlos and moon in another region, then it would be adjacent to France.
Right, yeah. Or I saw some people say India as well, and I wasn't sure where that was coming from. I know that Masuda did visit Spain for some time and took some pictures there and everything.
Oh, yeah, but I remember that.
I don't know where people were pulling India from. Not that I'm opposed to that, I just didn't see the connection.
Yeah, I don't know. India to me just seems like someone, like wishful thinking. Someone wanted it to be in India, and they said, maybe it's in India. I mean, it'd be nice to have a game based on Australia. It's just that, like, the middle of the whole map would be desert.
Right.
The vast majority of it.
Then we already had kind of a desert in Black and White, and it wasn't that fun to explore.
I guess, like, Ore was mostly desert.
Yeah, well, there was the desert power plant area in X and Y that was actually pretty cool, but kind of was lacking content.
There was that great thing of speculation about the power plant where it was, yeah. Oh, look, there's this earth power plant and this water power plant and this wind power plant. Ruby Sapphire remakes confirmed.
I'm assuming new game, new megas. It would be weird to see Solrock and Lunatone not get megas after.
Yeah, I would expect that to happen, and it could possibly even be like the signature Pokemon of the villainous team leaders. Although, if it's Gen 7, they might want to make the villainous team leaders have the new Sun Moon Pokemon.
Cool. Well, do you have anything else you want to comment or share, or just any other thoughts of what might be happening this weekend?
I think so. Before this all happened, I had originally guessed on Twitter what the announcement was going to be. I had said that they're going to open with the Virtual Console games and say, look, they're available right after this Direct, and that they're going to start with that a little bit. Then we're going to get a retrospective. Then I said we might get a big thing on Go and just the titles of the new games at the end. But since we've got this, I don't really know if... If it's Gen 7, we'll probably see more than just the titles. So there might be nothing on Go, and all of that time is Sun and Moon. On the other hand, if there is a lot of Go and we just get the titles, that's going to be a big letdown because we just got the titles leaked.
Right, yeah.
So at this point, I'm hoping that's not the case, even though I don't think there's anything to really change my initial speculation other than that they're probably... a new generation of games.
Yeah, and it's been going around that the Pokemon Direct tomorrow is only gonna be like 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, the Japanese Nintendo site confirmed that it's 5 minutes. It could technically be longer in the English version of the Direct, but it's probably going to be about the same length.
We could maybe in the English direction get like a Pokemon Detective, kind of get that announced, but and that would be,
yeah,
that would make sense because it would be cut from the Japanese one.
But I think that this thing is going to focus mostly on the core games,
I would
rather
agree.
Than the spin-offs, and Detective Pikachu just feels like a really minor spin-off, especially because it's like an eShop exclusive.
Yeah.
And just including that in the Direct would just be really weird because it's not on the same level as the core games at all.
Yeah, I think the core games is what everyone will be waiting for. They'll oh yeah, Virtual Console stuff. Oh yeah, here's a little Pikachu 15-second clip. But
they can't not mention the Virtual Console games, which are coming out that same day.
Yes. Well, awesome. Cool. Well, there we have it. We have a couple perspectives on Sun and Moon. We could all be wrong tomorrow, or we could be right. We'll never know. Hopefully we can reconnect with Snorlax Monster and reconnect with our other guests tomorrow and kind of talk about what happened and what is going to happen going forward. Maybe we'll get some kind of release schedule of Pokemon Go here, Pokemon Sun and Moon here, Pokemon Tetris Ultra here. I'm just making that up. But we'll probably get something, hopefully substantial tomorrow, and it'll be a good start to the weekend.
For Pokemon Tetris Ultra, there was a Pokemon Tetris on the Pokemon Mini, which is an obscure Pokemon-only video game handheld console. So maybe we can get Pokemon Mini on the 3DS Virtual Console, and then we can get Pokemon Tetris released.
I like that. I like that a lot. For our listeners, if you want to be found Snorlax Monster, how can they find you?
On Twitter, I'm at Snorlax Monster. I'm fairly active there, especially when there's Pokemon stuff coming out. So, you know, just follow me on Twitter.
Awesome. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Dragging a Lake. And we'll be back hopefully tomorrow and again this weekend as we do our normal episode. But this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. And we are
super effective.